And now, James Gravel.
In our previous presentation, we noted that being a Christian does not mean that a person is somehow exempt from suffering. In fact, sometimes Christians suffer because they are Christians. As the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:12, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The question I posed in our last session was this: what should a Christian's response be when he suffers for something that is not his fault? At the onset, we need to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, who wrote, "It is better if it is God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." 1 Peter 3:14 through 17. One chapter earlier, Peter had stated, "When you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, it is commendable before God. For to do this, you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." 1 Peter 2, verses 20 and 21. There are three points in the statements of Paul and Peter that should not be overlooked. First, if we are faithful to Christ, we will suffer and have to endure persecution. Second, it is better to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. And third, even Christ, who, as Peter noted in 1 Peter 2:22, was sinless, suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. If even Christ, the perfect Son of God, who was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15, endured persecution and suffering, why would we think that we should be exempt? Perhaps Peter had something like this in mind when he wrote, "In this greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." 1 Peter 1, 6-9. Receiving the salvation of our souls is certainly one good reason to endure suffering, wouldn't you say?